fat Shirley just loved her family. She took them all in, and she cared for them just like a mother sow cares for her shoats. And Shirley had an enormous heart. Of course, every facet about fat Shirley was enormous, with a capacity for love that was rivaled only by her appetite. And all the residents just loved fat Shirley as much as they loved their own mother. Well, maybe not all of them, but most of them did love their real mother. And once a year, they would all come together for what was almost a sacred ritual, Fat Shirley's birthday celebration. Well, they adorned her with an abundance of gifts and feted her in a style befitting a queen. Of course, to them she was the queen, reigning over her little queendom of trailers and cars on blocks.
You're directing.
Yes.
Fat Shirley's Trailer Park.
You can't say that title without giggling.
I know you can't. This is the first time it's been played here in America since 2008.
Yes.
What made you decide to direct this play?
I saw the original production years ago. It's just such a lark. And then talking with Tom over the years and working with Tom, it was just always something that came up. You know, what are you doing this summer? Well, I got this going on. What about Fat Shirley's? And we just kept, it was always something to talk about. And the opportunity finally presented itself this season. I wanted to do the show, and it was available. We found a wonderful location, and it just all came together.
What are some of the challenges you face doing this particular show?
The title. People hear the title and they think that you're delivering a punchline. They don't know that, no, you're really talking about a real show. The challenges that I was concerned with were, would we be able to get a cast together? Because even though it's a fun show and even though it seems like it would just be a lark, there is some very complex music that goes on with this show. And getting the singers together and the musicians, but fortunately, Tom knows the folks in the area. And with the following that Fat Shirley's had, all those concerns, all those worries that I had, they all quickly went away. We got the band together, we got a great cast together, and everything's just fallen into place very, very nicely. Since some of them have done the show before, especially Tom, who's done the show many, many times, I was worried, what could I bring to it? Or if I do come up with different ideas, different direction ideas, is that going to be a challenge communicating and coming up with something new to keep the show fresh and light? But everyone's followed direction very well. We've actually been able to share and bounce ideas off one another. And everyone's having so much fun just working this show and working these songs and doing these lines that challenge has not been an issue at all. We've actually discovered some wonderful things with character, some things that are brand new to even the folks who've done the show before, and even the ideas that I thought were so brilliant in my head, I found that sometimes other people have better ones, and it's worked out very well that way.
Your location for the performance, why did you choose to do it here?
You're doing a bluegrass show, you got to do it in the mountains. I mean, it just fits. The Mountain Arts Community Center, the MAC, is a wonderful little jewel in this community that many people that live here on the mountain, on Signal Mountain, know about, but not a lot of people in Chattanooga or the North Georgia, East Tennessee region know about. So we wanted to do the show to put a spotlight not just on Fat Shirley's and on the folks that are involved with it, but also on the MAC itself and get more people involved to really try to build the arts community that is woefully untapped here in this region.
So what are the dates, times, and location for the performances?
We're going to be doing them here at the MAC. We're going to open right at the end of this month, July 31st, which is a Friday. That show will be at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, the 1st of August at 7 o'clock, we're going to do one Sunday matinee on the 2nd. That'll be at 2 o'clock. And then the following week, we're going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, August 6, 7, and 8. And those are all 7 o'clock shows.
And advance tickets?
Advance tickets are available. You can call the MAC, or you can go to fatshirleys.com on the web, and you can order tickets through that venue as well. And also a wonderful thing that we're doing for the first time, and the first time in Fat Shirley's history, without giving too much away as to why we're doing it this way, it just lends itself very nicely. We are actually going to have guest celebrity Fat Shirley's on a rotating basis. We're going to have local celebrities in the region come in and be a part of the show. So come and see the show, and you'll be amazed at who will be up on this stage playing Fat Shirley on the night you come.
Mama, he's doing it again!
Terrence, don't you know no better than that?
Oh. What are you? You don't remember nothing I done taught you.
wiping on your clothes. Oh, that's a nasty thing, don't you know? Just get yourself a hanky or get yourself a tissue and put it on your nose and blow.
Don't put it under the sofa.
Don't wipe it on the back of a chair.
Don't smear it in your kitty cat's fur.
And never,
never,
ever
put it in your hair.
You are the co-author of this amazing performance. Where was the inspiration for the story?
Well, the other co-writer, David Crawford, and I, we both taught at a middle school in North Georgia. And middle schools kind of will affect your humor a little bit. So it's got a little bit of middle school humor mixed in with, I guess, things we've observed in life. But a lot of it is just overblown stereotypes.
Without giving too much away, what's the story?
Fat Shirley, who is a beloved landlady, has all these wonderful tenants that love her, and she loves them like a mother. And she dies, and then the tenants face this uncertainty of what's going to happen to them. I'm sure that Rodgers and Hammerstein would not be happy with this, but we kind of use the same formula they do, where you have this love interest and you have a bad guy that shows up and you have subplots. But anyway, Fat Shirley's brother does show up, and he plans on evicting the tenants, which causes a major uproar.
In finding performers, I know at least one person performed this play before. How many people came back to do it again?
I think in this cast there are three of us. I've played guitar in many productions, but we've got Nancy Dryden, who played Marva at a production in Dalton years ago, and then we've got Mike Kolbus, who was in a production over at Walker County Civic Center several years back.
And do you anticipate to carry this forward after this performance?
Well, in the bigger scheme of things, Fat Shirley will get carried forward. Will I be among the pallbearers for her? I'm not sure, but I'm happy to say that it was just confirmed recently that it's going to be done at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August, right after this show closes. And it's going to have a 2-week run over there every night, which is pretty cool.
Nancy Dryden has performed the same role previously. And what's it like to come back and do it all again?
It's an absolute joy. I was so thrilled to be able to get the opportunity to do it again. And I can truly say this time is more fun. I didn't think that was possible, but it's more fun than the last time.
I understand that your love interest in this actually is a love interest in real life.
Right. My no good, sorry husband in the play is also my real life husband. And so this has kind of been fun for us to get to do this because he's never been in a play in his life, except third grade, he said.
Well, we look forward to seeing Nancy and Ken Dryden's love affair on the stage.
Thank you.
Well, you reckon there really are trailer parks in Glower Land?
Well, I always thought that they were, but in times like these, it does make a girl wonder.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.